Appreciate them one more time this morning. Would you bring the drama team back in, Melvin? I'd like Tamara Sword, if she would, to come and join me. And thank you, drama team, for doing such a wonderful job helping us to better understand the story of Christ in a version that maybe none of us have ever experienced before. But thank you so much. You can go ahead and change into clothes unless you plan to wear that to lunch today. You know, in Houston, anything goes, so you could probably do that and get away with it. I'd like to say thank you to Tamara Sword, who does such a phenomenal job throughout the year in leading our ministry of drama. And I just want to say what a tremendous opportunity it has been to be your pastor and for you to be a part of our staff here at Dominion Church. And I'd like this church to know that there were hundreds of hours that were put into this morning's drama presentations. In fact, for that matter, all three Sundays in December. And we just want to say as a church, thank you, and you've done good, girl. And we would just like to just properly introduce you into the Hillbilly Hall of Fame this morning. And so if it's President Judy Guidry would come, thank you so much. I'd like to ask each of our singers this morning who had an opportunity to be a part of singing in that manner, if you'd please stand. Let us bless and appreciate you. I'd like our music director to come and join me here on the stage as she makes her way back to the organ for our conclusion. But this is not just the music director here at Dominion Church. This is also my mother-in-law, of whom I am very proud of this year. She has just been such a blessing to this church in its seven-year history. And as you can see, she put in a lot of hours of hard work with our soloists and with all of those that sang in duets and sorts this morning. Would you just bless her and thank her for a job well done? I'd like to say a special thank you to a third group of leaders who do so much. In fact, much was required this morning. And I so appreciated Melvin. I think he purposely waited outside the room for a little while because I think he wanted each of us to feel all over again how it seems that God is slow in coming and we have to wait on the Lord and learn to be of good courage. But Melvin and Rob and Paul and Diane have been a part of leading our media department, and they had their hands full this morning. Would you guys please stand, and would each of us just thank them and appreciate them for what they've done? Tremendous job. I kind of felt like I was watching one of those children's videos this morning where Larry and Bob get together and tell stories as stories have never been told. This morning we conclude with a reading from Luke chapter 2. It begins in the first verse. And it says, "In those days Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the lineage of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son, and not just any son, but the Son of God. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ. He is Christ the Lord. and this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to men on whom His favor rests. Ladies and gentlemen, we come to what all of this hard work was about. Beyond the laughter and the comedy that we shared this morning in celebrating this season, we come to the moment that is most important. Each of us are here today, and our life is symbolic of an inn. No, not just an inn, a stable. You see, each of us have a place in our lives. It's our heart. And it's in that heart that you and I must make a very important decision. And as Christians begin to pray quietly to themselves, each of us must ask, is there a vacancy in the inn, in the stable, in the manger of my heart? Have I been so busied with life that I've filled my life with all of these other things, things that may even be good, but they're not about the Father's business? They're not about eternal things. You see, friend, this morning, very simply, I ask you, is Jesus in your heart? Have you made Him your Lord and your Savior? Is there a vacancy in your heart this morning? Is there room for Him in the place you sometimes think of as if there's a void, as if there's something missing? Well, friend, this morning, if you feel there's a void, then open up the occupancy of your heart and invite the Savior in. That's the good news. That's the good news that even at this time of the year, in the midst of all the busyness of Christmas, in the midst of buying, you and I must take this moment to receive. To receive not just any gift, but to receive the Heavenly Father's gift. And now with heads bowed, and now with eyes closed, again, I ask you, friend, is there vacancy? Is there room in your heart for the Lord Jesus Christ? Is there room for a Savior? Not just any Savior, but a risen Savior. Is there room for His peace on your earth and in your life? Is there room for His joy? With heads bowed and eyes closed, each of us asking the eternal question. I'm going to count to three. And when I arrive at three, I'll give you an opportunity to raise your hand. And with the raised hand, you'll say, there is room in the inn of my life for Jesus Christ. Yes, He can come and He can lay in my heart as my Savior and as my Lord. Yes, He can be born in the manger of my heart. One. I count one, and I ask each and every one of you, is Jesus in the manger of your heart? Two. Will this be the moment that you too meet Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? If so, when I count three, I want you to quickly put your hands up. As wise men around the world this morning will join in doing. And with that raised hand, you'll say, yes, Pastor Greg, there's room in my inn. I too am the one who wants to make Him the Lord and the Savior of my life. So get your hands ready. Get your hearts open. Because in just a moment, when I count three, you're going to raise your hand. You're going to be that one who too wants to make Him the Savior of your life. Have you got your right hand ready? Then now three. Put your hand up. Yes, hands are going up all over this building. Put your hand up and put it right back down. And join those wise men and women who have already raised their hands in this room this morning and said they want to make Jesus a part of this season. And they want to fill the manger of their heart with His love. A number of people 10 to 15 have raised their hands, but there's still time. This manger scene, this nativity scene still lives some 2,000 years later. Quickly, if you would like to be one who too makes this morning about putting Christ in the center of your life, put your hand up and put it right back down. Yes, I see your hands. Yes. With heads bowed and eyes closed, let each of us now pray this prayer as wise men and as wise women. And in the praying of this prayer, let each of us invite Him into our hearts, fresh and anew. Now let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, there is room in the manger of my heart. Come in. Cleanse me. Save me. And forgive me. Make for me a new beginning. Take the old and wash it away. And create for me a new day. A day of peace. A day of joy. And a day of new beginnings. I confess you now as Jesus Christ, the Lord of my life, and the child who lives in the manger of my heart. And I now declare, in Jesus' name, I am saved. Put your hands together and rejoice as today there are a number of those who have invited Him into the manger of their hearts. Friend, if you invited Him into your heart this morning, I want you to find a place to write this moment down. Possibly it'll be in the front of the Bible that you'll need to make sure that you get. And in the front of that Bible, mark the time and the date for at 11:40 a.m. December the 21st. December the 21st, in the year of our Lord, 2003, you opened up your inn and let the Savior in. You gave your heart to the Lord because He gave His life for you. Doesn't it feel good to know that the nativity scene is now living in you? Would you stand to your feet? And as those who have given their heart to the Lord for the very first time, I would encourage you to find yourself a church home, a place just like Dominion Church, a place of faith, a place of hope, a place of healing, a place where you can be introduced to the deeper things of the Lord, in which you can begin to grow, in which you can begin to understand who this Savior is, whose name is Jesus. This morning, as we conclude, we're going to sing this familiar Christmas song. And since I don't know all of the words to any song, but because this is familiar more to Dina than to me, she has come to lead us in this song before we dismiss and go home.
Okay. Oh, come, let us adore.
Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that for each and every heart and for each and every home, that your hope would be as a star that shines brightly, that you would shine brightly over their lives during this Christmas season, and that that shining hope, which shines as a star, would bring warmth, would bring compassion, bring comfort, and bring direction. That even as they begin to see you illuminate and radiate your revelation in their lives, bring to them that confidence that indeed with you, all things, including their things, are possible. As these shepherds and as these wise men leave, I ask God that you would leave with them, and that with them you would send forth a heavenly host, a host of your angels that would surround them, cover them, and be a refuge for them as we approach the ending of 1 year and the beginning of a new. And so this morning as we dismiss, each of us begin another new day that we rejoice and be glad in. For truly, the God who is the author and the finisher of our faith has begun this day and created it for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Have a wonderful Christmas season. We'll see you Tuesday night for our Seasons of Love Children's Celebration Service.